Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apologies, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all. Yesterday, in our study on 1 Thessalonians, we were taught that a battle-seasoned soldier is far more loyal than one who served just during peacetime. Let's continue that thought today. And now, here is our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Blooms.
Where the battle rages, there the loyalty of the soldier is proved. Well, in our text here in Acts 17, Jason and the believers had to have more than opinion. They must believe that there is a hell and that Jesus is the only way of salvation. And taking this stand, my friend, would cost them something. Now, since we're laying this down here as the introduction to the study of the books of 1 Thessalonians, let me just take some quotes from both 1 and 2 Thessalonians about this area of costing you something to stand for Christ. In 1 Thessalonians 1, verse 6, "And ye became followers of us and of the Lord, having received the word in much affliction, with joy of the Holy Ghost, so that ye were ensamples to all that believe in Macedonia and Achaia." In 1 Thessalonians 2, verse 14, "For ye, brethren, became followers of the churches of God, which in Judea are in Christ Jesus. For ye also have suffered like things of your own countrymen, even as they have of the Jews, who both killed the Lord Jesus and their own prophets, and have persecuted us, and they please not God, and are contrary to all men." In 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 4, it says, "So that we ourselves glory in you and the churches of God for your patience and faith in all your persecutions and tribulations that ye endure, which is a manifest token of the righteous judgment of God, that ye may be counted worthy of the kingdom of God, for which ye also suffer." In chapter 2 of 2 Thessalonians, verse 15, "Therefore, brethren, stand fast and hold the traditions," or that is, the doctrines which you've been taught, "whether by word or our epistle. Now our Lord Jesus Christ himself and God, even the Father, which hath loved us and hath given us everlasting consolation and good hope through grace, comfort your hearts and establish you in every good word and work." Then in 2 Thessalonians 3:13, "But ye, brethren, be not weary in well-doing." You see, it was more than just an emotional thrill that gives them endurance. It is a relationship. These men, although saved only 4 weeks at most, had a true heart commitment to Jesus Christ. Now, we've seen the preaching of the faith from the Word of God, then God giving them partners in the faith. We saw there were also persecutors of the faith. Now we see the personal attack and cost for the faith in verses 6 through 9 here of Acts 17 as we continue in this introduction to the book of 1 Thessalonians. True preaching will make it personal for salvation. Verse 6 says, "And when they found them not, they drew Jason and certain brethren unto the rulers of the city, crying that they have turned the world upside down, or come hither also." Wow. What a testimony. These that have turned the world upside down, they had turned it upside down for Christ. Notice there in verse 6, they drew Jason and certain brethren unto the rulers of the city. That word drew means to drag violently. Crying has the idea of yelling as a mob would do. When the leaders see what is going on, they're dragging these people and they're crying out loud like this. They think, what have they done to upset these people so much? The word translated world, they turned a world upside down, literally means inhabited earth. It's referring to the Roman Empire. The idea is they're upsetting the empire and they are against it. People may think you're wrong for righteousness and blame you for turning your family upside down. Jesus said that some in the home, you'd have two against three, three against two, the mother against the daughter against the mother, and the daughter-in-law against the mother-in-law, and the father against the son, and et cetera, et cetera. Which tells us that when you have family, even immediate family, whether it's a son or a daughter, and they begin to compromise the word and they start going another way, you don't compromise God's word in order to have fellowship with that family. You have an adult son or an adult daughter that are going the wrong way doctrinally. Just like 1 Corinthians teaches us to put out the guy that was living in immorality and those that are teaching false doctrine, you put those out. You also put out those within the family. You say, you know what, we're not going to have fellowship until things are right with God. And the only fellowship you have with them is to call them up, write them letters, and address the problem. That will be the basis of your conversations with them. Now, a lot of people disagree with that, but you're not really disagreeing with me. I'm just giving you what the Word of God gives us. Kind of like laws that they make to try to keep us from prayer, from preaching against the sins of sodomy and adultery and so forth. It's like when we say there's only one way to heaven. And the others are preaching the broad way that leadeth unto destruction, and many there be that go in thereat. We tell them that's what it is, that Jesus is the only way. People say you shouldn't preach that way. You should have toleration. Isn't it interesting? We should be tolerant. But they're not tolerant of us. There are groups today that, either through the courts or through the media, try to condemn sound Bible teaching and preaching and living. And so, in our text, what they're trying to imply is that these Christians are trying to overthrow the government. Well, what is that? That's just an out-and-out lie. They're not trying to overthrow the government of the land. They're trying to overthrow the devil's control of the lives of the people that they might receive Christ. They say that they preach there's another king, Jesus. Well, we have a similar situation today. They say, well, they're just trying to cram their religion down our throats. They're trying to take us back to the first century. Well, the truth of the matter is, we're not trying to take people back to the first century. We're trying to take them ahead to the eternal day. We're trying to point them to eternal life. You see, we want them to go to that eternal, pure, and holy habitation, not to the eternal lake of fire. And so we're not trying to take them back. We're trying to take them ahead to Jesus Christ. The problem with most of the liberalism of the Word of God and the watering down of the preaching and the idea of secularizing your religious services, that is really a result of people that have just gone backwards. And they need to come up and get up to date with Jesus Christ. Now, the rulers and people who hear these things are troubled. The religious people had been able to use things of the flesh to build their religion. But the truth of the Word of God was about to cause them to lose their numbers and their money. Well, the rulers aren't saved people that are listening to this. They hear what appeals to the flesh and they side with the religious group who are fleshly, that are trying to rid the city of these Christian fundamentalists. And so they take security of Jason and the others. That simply means they set up a bail for them. And then with the crowd dispersed and gone, then they let them go because they really didn't have a basis to keep them. Well, after a little over 3 weeks, verse 10, we read, "And the brethren immediately sent away Paul and Silas by night unto Berea, who coming thither went to a synagogue of the Jews." Isn't that funny? They've just been through all this persecution these last 4 weeks. They're the object of hate. They go to another city. They go straight to the synagogue, and they start the process all over. Although the verse 11 of that will say that those at Berea are more noble than those at Thessalonica, and that they received the word of God. They searched the scriptures to see if what they were saying was so. By the way, that's a good pattern for you to do in your church. Don't just listen to preaching, but listen to it in light of the word of God and search the scriptures and make sure that what they're saying is the truth. I encourage the people, the church I pastor, Central Baptist of Ocala, to do that, and I would encourage your people to do that as well. So, here they are. Paul, Silas, they're sent away. And now these people will be responsible to spread the gospel themselves. And that responsibility still stands for every true believer today. Their salvation cost them something. In some cases, money, physical pain, ridicule, rejection, and persecution. Is your salvation one that said good words, but it's not a real commitment to Christ? Romans 10:10 says, "For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness." Is yours an opinion about Christianity? Or with your heart, that is, with your life, you have received Christ as your God and Lord? Are you sure that you're saved? Are you sure that if you die today, that heaven is your home? Are you in truth still your own? Or do you truly now belong to Jesus? You see, my friend, there's one thing that is absolutely sure to happen to every person. Everyone will face God someday. And the Bible has the only instructions that can make that meeting a good one, if we are careful to follow the instructions. Not even death and taxes are certain for everyone, but meeting God for an accounting of one's life is certain. Now, my friend, you are not prepared to live until you're prepared to die. And you're not prepared to die until you are prepared to meet God. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click to the lamp and light. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.